Batchy for Blokes.
Hello and welcome to Batchy for Blokes. I'm Jackie Kosolke from Triple M Sydney, and with me is Jo Thornley, who is a writer. You might know her bits and pieces at news.com.au.
Hello, I'm also an adult toddler.
Oh my God. The whole point of this is we're going to recap The Bachelor for you. Because as my boss said to me the other day, oh, Jack, I watched The Bachelor the other night and it's hot chicks writhing around in mud. This is a show for men. And I went, right?
Yes. And as my boss said to me the other day, get off the internet.
So we're going to recap this week's episodes and maybe give you some insights on how women feel about dating.
And which dates are good and which dates are completely stupid. Do want to make one comment about where we're at in the series.
Yeah.
And it happens in every reality TV show series where all the sort of the unhinged people who had no chance at all of winning are gone.
Mm.
And yet we haven't quite got to that exciting bit, the finale part. So it's what I call the perineum of the series. It's like that little no man's land between, you know, the end part and the good shit.
It's a bit beige blonde.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit beige blonde. Okay, so let's go back to Wednesday night's episode where there was a single date out of the gates with Nikki.
With Nikki, and he picked her up in a jalopy. I just wanted to say jalopy.
Wow. See, I just went old man car. Grandfather car? Old car.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Vintage car?
Sure.
With the horn?
With a wooga.
Yeah, he kept on a woogering.
Yeah, that's me at my most feminine.
They went to a pub.
Yeah, they went to a country, New South Wales' third oldest pub.
I've got some facts for you.
Yeah.
This is New South Wales' third oldest pub.
And I like how the cameraman focused on anything interesting, which was a ceramic chook and a copper mandolin.
And that's about the date, really.
Yes, although I think they're called the Middletons, a band.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing more excruciating, we covered this a few dates ago, than, you know, a musical artist playing just for you and then having a little dance. That's crowd activity. It's not individual activity.
And I love how they came and I went, we're the Middletons.
Yeah.
What?
Middletons. Turns. And I love the slow dance attempt during a frenzied banjo solo.
Right. Nikki then did sat down and have a chat with Batchy, and she was like, if you pick me, you get all of me.
What does that mean? What? My pancreas?
I just...
All of the entrails?
Too keen.
Oh, yes, I think so. But it's also that part. It's that part of the series where everyone's going, crap, it's nearly finished.
Yeah.
I've got to pull out all the stops. So I have to get, you know, like... I'm saying stage 7 clinger.
So they had a date. She got a rose. They had a pash. Then there was a group date. And I feel like we might be done with group dates.
Yes, I think so. Because there's only 1.5 people left.
Yeah. So
but Tough Mudder.
No, absolutely not. There is no way. Do not take us on a date to Tough Mudder.
No.
Ever.
And, you know, giving us a lift to the pub, great.
Yep.
Taking us to Tough Mudder?
Absolutely not.
No. And I don't even care. You know, I think I look quite becoming when I'm covered in earth or, you know, wriggling around under some barbed wire. Gorgeous.
Mm.
Hot. But the fitness date?
No.
I don't know. Activities, sure. Fitness, no. I want all my grunting to be pre-planned.
So, I mean, look, my friends hang a lot of shit on me about this, but I live in active wear. When I'm not at work, I'm in active wear. It's comfortable.
You're in a Collingwood jersey right now.
I am also in a Collingwood Guernsey right now. I might like to add that it is Jersey Day, and I am in a Guernsey, but these are my team.
I don't know the difference between those words.
Well, it's got no sleeves.
Okay.
So, and I'm in rugby league territory, so I'm very brave today. Very, very brave. It's all for the Donate Life Network.
You're in your AFL kit. In NRL country.
I am, and I'm also working. I also work with a bunch of ex-rugby league players as well, so it's a hostile territory right now. So Tough Mudder, I'm always in active wear because I'm always working out, right? And then I'm just, you know, and it's expensive. You go to Lululemon, these pants are $150.
I just like saying Lululemon. No, I just think if I'm going to sweat on it, I'm not spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, I like Lululemon. I wear a lot of it. There is no way that I would wear my Lululemon to Tough Mudder, and that's ruining it. No way.
True.
Activewear is for brunch only.
You have never sounded more like my nana. Oh, I'm not going to wear that in the mud. It'll be ruined.
So there was, you know, tough muttering.
The theme of that challenge was teamwork. And you've never seen individuals being so competitive about being the best person on the team.
Yes. Rachel. Alex.
Rachel and Alex. Mm. They carried Richie along holding one leg each, and all I could think about was ruptured scrotum. Because they were competing, so they were practically splitting him in two.
Now, there was also the race in the mud under barbed wire, which is my idea of hell, but Faith gave us the line of the series.
Yes, she said that Olena, who challenged Richie to an individual race through the mud, looked like a worm on speed. I put a screen, because of my recaps, I take little screen grabs and you know, to show people what's going on in the show. And one of my male friends messaged me yesterday saying, look, I have so much respect for all your creative work, but thank you so much for that screenshot of Elena's ass up in the air while she was face down in the mud.
So she won the challenge.
Yes.
Got reward date.
They got the reward date was a glass of champers in a fairy-lit, weird bamboo house. I think the most interesting thing about Olena is the fact that her accent comes and goes.
Yes, it does.
Because the Australian part of her accent is so bloody ochre, mate.
Yeah.
It's good. But then there's the weird, every now and then, you know I can't do accents.
You know I can't do it, and it's going to be terrible.
So it's like every now and then. No, oh my God, edit.
No. So they had a date. She got a rose, blah, 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 blah. Rose ceremony. Faith and Kiki were in the bottom two.
Yes.
And surprising.
Yes. And the weirdly surprising again, the one with the darkest hair left.
Yes.
But I will miss Kiki because I think at the beginning a lot of viewers wrote her off as just the big-lipped bimbo.
Yeah. But she's cool.
She's so cool. She's smart as a whip.
Yeah.
And had some really good calls and one or two sick burns.
Great rig, though.
Great rig.
A friend of mine ran into her out a couple of weeks ago.
And bounced straight off, I imagine.
And, you know, they ended up having like three or four drinks together and just having chats. And I was getting all these like mad Snapchats from
them. That feels like morning tea to me. Anyway, sad she's gone.
Yeah, bye, Keeks. But she's cool. Let's move on to Thursday night's episode. There was another single date to start. And
I love that this is a sentence, but during the perineum, it's time to get the celebrities out.
Yes. So celebrity data.
They brought Hamish Blake along to, ostensibly invent the date. He was in charge of what happened on the date. But basically, he just played at being a toddler.
Yeah.
He was hilarious. And I love that the whole time he was pretty much saying everything that we say and other recappers say.
Yeah.
You know, why is everything on this house on fire about the candles? And, you know, Daddy, do you have a type?
Yeah, Daddy, do you like blondes?
Yeah.
I watched it and I thought, he's been reading Joe Thornley's recaps at news.com.au. I reckon he has. Well,
speaking of smooth sponsorship.
Yeah, you're welcome. Integration. So they went on a date. Okay, let's go back to we had the baby bots, we had the cook for your man, we had the take your man to the bottle-o, and now
how do you deal with a toddler?
What is happening
this
year?
It's the most feminist series ever.
Yeah. And also, if I was Faith, and Joe and I are big fans of Faith, we love her.
Love you, Faith.
I'd be a bit pissed off if I was lumped with the Hamish Blake date, not because of Hamish, but because it was ridiculous.
I'd be pissed off if I was Richie because, you know, when your wingman is 9,000 times more interesting than you, it can be a problem. Yeah. But I have watched four times on slow-mo the scene where Richie is tugging Hamish's shorts off on the bed, at which point I think Hamish should have stopped calling him daddy. Well needed. I mean, it was a pointless, stupid date.
Yeah.
And also, I should go without saying that no one should take anyone on a toddler date. But it was just needed as some levity in that little, you know, the slightly uninteresting area of the series. They had a little bit of really subtle menu log placement. Mm. Had a patch. But no rose.
No rose. That's what I thought too.
Thursday had no roses.
bless her, Faith was in the final two the night before, so she would have really felt that.
Yes.
Then there was another solo date.
With the senses date with Rachel.
Okay.
Which, can I just say that Richie started this date by telling her he was basing it on the five senses and saying that he had some quirky and interesting things planned. An example, the first sense was sight, and his quirky and interesting plan was to take some selfies. Quirky.
Interesting. Mm. I also liked when Rachel rocked up. She was a little bit nervous and she saw Richie and she went, "You look beautiful."
Yeah, she got so nervous on the way from one area of the garden to another.
She's also brunette, so,
yeah,
so times are tough for her.
Clock's ticking, doll.
Clock is ticking. So the sensors, they went through them all, blah, 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 blah. They made a perfume.
That's a dumb idea on a date because I want to think, I don't want to spend the whole date saying, how could he possibly be enjoying this?
Yeah. Yes. It was like the going shopping date. Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except this one had, you know, like, there was a fragrance specialist hiding behind a hedge. That's weird. Foot massage that turned into a hand massage, eating some sushi. And then, okay, this isn't good on any date. It's their second date ever, and Richie reads her a letter from her mother about how her mother hopes she'll find love.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why stop there? Invite her into the bedroom. Why don't the three of you, Richie, Rachel, and Rachel's mum, get yourselves in a chocolate bath? No rose.
And when that happened, I thought, oh, that's a thing. It's not about Faith. Everything's cool.
No, it's because Richie has sprayed so many roses at people that Australia has run out.
They've got to conserve them now.
Yeah, those that Sasha didn't eat.
So then there was the cocktail party.
Alex had a private chat with Richie and showed her a bunch of photos of her son because God knows we haven't had enough toddlers yet.
Oh, I know. Do you think that's why they're doing all these dates about parenting?
Oh, I don't know. But it would be the second series in a row if Alex wanted to be the second series in a row where a single mother won, which is, you know.
Yeah.
That's good for single mothers.
So then we had the rose ceremony and, look, common sense prevailed.
Yes. It was quite tense though because no one already had a rose and we're really getting to the pointy end with quite pointy people where you really don't know.
No, you don't.
Who's going. Well, from next week, of course Steph was going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You need a top lip in this business.
So next week, there's now five girls left. Next week, I believe there's a camping date.
Ugh.
And then I think it'll be home visits because they do that around four girls.
Do you think on the camping date, he'll hand out kangaroo paw instead of roses? I think that would be culturally appropriate.
Well, that's Batchy for Blokes this week.
That's right. And like a worm on speed through the mud, we're out of here.